visitation and divorce. Things have certainly changed over the years, and mothers no longer end up with custody of their children, with the father getting visitation. Most courts now want both parents to be equally involved in the parenting, so joint custody takes place. One parent may end up with slightly more time than the other, but the children do get the benefit from both parents being fair involved in their lives. This type of visitation arrangement can end up being quite difficult. It will take some time for everyone to get used to. Having a calendar just for that purpose can be very helpful. You can color code the days when the kids will be with each parent so there is no confusion about it for all involved. Even young children can learn to see the different colors on the calendar and know what the day will have in store for them. It is best if the parents are able to come up with a reasonable visitation schedule that works well for them. This way, the children can benefit from it. With the schedule, some adults have it isn't possible for them to care for the children in the mornings 5 days a week. All of that needs to be taken into account. When parents can't agree on a good visitation schedule, though, the courts will have to get involved. This often includes parenting time for a regular calendar, as well as how holidays will be taken care of. Generally, the children will switch holidays each year with each parent to make it fair as possible. The exceptions are often Mother's Days and Father's Days, which they will spend with the parent that fits that category.